The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 41. This is one of my favorite passages of Scripture, and I hope you'll join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, but especially I'd like for you to go and click on the link that says Contact Us. I'd love to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today. Now, if you write, give us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that will fit in a shirt pocket, fit into a purse, or easily into a Bible case or something like that. And we send out many of these, and we'd love for you to have one of them. There's several ways you can receive them, certainly through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can also contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then thirdly, as many do, you can just simply write to us. In fact, I just received a letter yesterday from someone way up in Delaware. So we'd love to hear from you if you'd like to write to us. Here's the address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now let's take a look at Isaiah. This is Isaiah chapter 41, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 10. And this may be a familiar scripture to you, and I want you to notice that twice as we read this, we read the words, fear not. It begins that way, beginning in verse 10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. There are two things right away that I want you to notice, and that is, first of all, the promise of God's presence, the promise of His perfect presence. He said back in verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. You know, just knowing and just acknowledging the presence of God can make all the difference. I hope that you begin your day acknowledging the Lord in your life, and you spend some time with Him, and perhaps if not at the beginning of the day, then maybe at the ending of the day. Acknowledge His presence and His working in your life. We do that by prayer, by talking to Him. We perhaps do it by reading His Word, or maybe even singing one of your favorite hymns or gospel songs. But some way, acknowledge God's presence. Wake up saying, good morning, Lord, and know that He is with you and that He will be with you all of the day. You know, David often spoke of God's presence and what He brings to us in the Psalms. Very familiar passage. Psalm 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Notice as he said, for thou art with me. And it's so important that we never forget that God is with us. He's with us in the good times. He's with us in the hard times. That he never leaves us. That's the promise here. And I said there were two things. The other thing is the fear not that I am with thee. God tells us that by fear not, he means to remove anxiety, to remove the hurt, to remove anything that causes us to have that burden that we carry. He said, fear not, put your trust in him, for I am with thee. And I want you to notice several things that his presence brings to us. Obviously, here in verse 10 and again in verse 13, God's presence brings help. Let me read it again. Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He promises that he will help us. How often we need God's help during the day. And how often we should be calling upon him for his help. Maybe it's in those times when you're tempted. And boy, it's just right there. The devil's putting something in front of you, or maybe you're putting in front of yourself. Ask God to help. And he'll be right there. His presence is there, and he promises that he'll help us. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Now notice again, fear not. He says, we will not fear. God will help us in trouble. Now, got to admit, that trouble comes most of the time of our own making, something we did ourselves. And God helps us in those times of trouble. Now, certainly, there may be some things you need to take care of when you get into that trouble to make it right. Maybe an apology or to ask someone for forgiveness. Maybe there's restitution involved, whatever it is. You know, the thing is this, ask God for help. His presence brings to us that help. In Psalm 23:4, he says, I will fear no evil. God helps us in times of fear. Psalm 56:3 says, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. In those fearful times. Now, he brings us help in time of fear. Notice that he said again and again, fear not. Fear not. He says, because I will strengthen you. And I will help you. And God helps in those times of fear. And sometimes we face those. And you know, when I think of fear, one of the things that comes to my mind is worry. When we worry, because you see, at the very basic foundation of worry is fear. We worry or we fear because something might happen. Or we worry and fear because something might not happen. And so he says, don't fear. God's help helps us in those times of fear, to just trust him. God will also help us in time of trials. I think probably everybody that I know, and probably you and probably everyone you know, can give a testimony of having going through some kind of trial. I can tell you many stories of trials that I have personally gone through, trials in finances, trials in health. Trials and loss. And in those trials, God said he would help us. The Bible says he is an ever-present help in trouble. Again, Psalm 46:1, I quoted it earlier. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In those times of trial, he will help us. You know, the thing is that in those times of trial, it's so important that we lift up our eyes to him. And that we're putting our hope in him and our trust in him. He says he would help us. Remember, the psalmist said in Psalm 121 and verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Now listen to this, from whence cometh my help. Now, certainly, David lived in a place where there were hills, and maybe there's hills around you. Here in the Everglades, about the only hill we have is a sand pit that's piled up sand a few miles north of us. But what we do have, and what I often think of, is when I look out across the Everglades, especially from where we live and some of the places where we're able to travel out here, we see what we call cypress domes. These are areas where cypress trees grow, and they do. They form kind of a dome. And to me, that represents those hills. And he said, I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills. The truth is, we lift up our eyes. We lift up our eyes to the Lord because he will bring us that help. And then we get to the promise. And this promise, again, that is in Isaiah 41 and down in verse 13. He said, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And when he says, I will hold your right hand, it means he's going to go through it with you. Remember what the psalmist said? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. No matter what you're going through, you've got to know that God's presence is right there. And if you need a reminder, just go outside and look around. Lift your eyes up to the heavens and see the glory of God in the heavens. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his righteousness. Look around at his creation. Look around and remember what God has done for you in the past and how in those trials and in those times of fear that he helped you through those hard times. One of the hardest times that I ever went through was the day that we lost our son. God took him home. And I can't explain. I still cannot say why, except that I know it was his time. That's all I can say. And God called him home. And I'll tell you, not just that day, but for the days to come. And even still today, I cry out to God for help. And how can God help you? How can he work in your life? Maybe those fears are there. Maybe there's something you're facing that has brought worry to your heart and worry to your life. Just hand it to him. Acknowledge his presence. Acknowledge that he is there. Call out to him, and he will help. He promised that he would help, and I believe God's promises, whether it be the fears, maybe you're having a hard time financially, God can help. You know, we have another promise that I want to mention right here because sometimes we get into those situations and we just don't know what to do. We don't know what the next step is or what we should do or what we can do. And always remember James 1:5 that says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Sometimes you just got to cry out to the Lord and cry out for his help, cry out for his wisdom so that you can know what that next step is and trust him. Again, I'm quoting a lot of scripture today, Psalm 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Put your faith in him. Trust him. Lift your eyes up unto the Lord. And let him do the work in your life. His presence brings us help. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook. And visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.